That seems like kind of a waste, spoke up Claudia, which was exactly what I was thinking. That's right, I said. Babies can be late, 2 or 3 weeks late. We could be giving up an awful lot of perfectly good afternoons for nothing.
That's true, said Christy thoughtfully.
How about a nighttime plan? I suggested. Doesn't it seem that pregnant women always rush off to the hospital in the middle of the night? I was born at 2:22 a.m.
I was born at 4:36 a.m., said Claudia.
I was born at 4 a.m. on the dot, said Christy.
We looked at Marianne. She shrugged.
I don't know what time I was born.
Marianne's mother died when Marianne was little, and Marianne is not very close to her strict father. It figures that they'd never talked about the day or night she was born. A knock came on Claudia's door. Mimi, her grandmother, stuck her head in the room.
Hello, girls, she said politely.
Hi, Mimi, we answered.
May I offer you something to eat? She asked.
Claudia's family is Japanese, and Mimi, who didn't come to the United States until she was 32 years old, speaks with a gentle, rolling accent. She has lived with Claudia's family since before Claudia was born.
No thanks, Mimi, replied Claudia.
But maybe you could help us.
Certainly.
Mimi opened the door the rest of the way and stood just inside the room.
Do you know what time Marianne was born? Claudia asked.
She figured Mimi would know since Claudia's parents had been friendly with the Thomases and Spears for years, and Mimi had gotten to know the families too. Mimi looked only slightly taken aback.
Let me think for a moment, my Claudia.
Marianne, your mother and father left for the hospital around dinner time. That I remember clearly.
I believe you were born near 11 o'clock.
Oh, a grin lit up on Marianne's face.
I didn't know.
So I was another nighttime baby.
Thank you, Mimi.
It was my pleasure.
Mimi turned to leave and almost bumped into Janine, Claudia's sister, who had come up behind her.
Claudia! Claudia! Cried Janine.
I looked up in alarm. Janine is this prim, not much fun 15-year-old who's a genius. To be honest, she's boring. Dull as dishwater. I'd never even heard her raise her voice, which was why the minute I heard her cry Claudia, I knew something was wrong. Very wrong. Unfortunately, I was right.
Janine, what is it? Exclaimed Claudia.
This. Janine was waving a paper around. She squeezed past Mimi and thrust it at Claudia. Claudia took it, and Christy, Marianne, and I crowded around. We stared at the paper in horror. This is what we saw. Need a reliable babysitter? Need one fast? Then call the Babysitter's Agency, Liz Lewis, 555-1162, or Michelle Patterson, 555-7548, and reach a whole network of responsible babysitters, ages 13 and up, available after school, weekends until midnight, weeknights until 11. Low rates, years of experience. Call now. The four of us just looked at each other. Even Christy, who has sort of a big mouth, couldn't say anything. Marianne's eyes grew so wide I thought they would pop right out of her head.
What is wrong, my Claudia? Asked Mimi.
Competition, Claudia replied stiffly. Christy checked her watch and saw that it was only 5:45. And that we still had 15 minutes left to our Friday meeting.
I hereby change this meeting of the Babysitter's Club to an emergency meeting, she announced.
We will leave you alone then, said Mimi softly.
Janine, please help me with dinner. Mimi tiptoed out, followed by Janine, who closed the door softly behind her. I looked at my three stricken friends. Claudia's dark eyes were troubled. She was absent-mindedly playing with a strand of her long black hair. Claudia is very fashion conscious and always dresses in the absolute latest trendy clothes, but I could tell that clothes were the last things on her mind. Christy, wearing her typical little girl clothes, her brown hair pulled back into a messy ponytail, looked as troubled as Claudia did. Marianne, her hair in braids as usual, her father makes her wear it that way, had put on her wire-rimmed glasses to read the flyer. When she was finished, she sighed, leaned back against the wall, and kicked off her penny loafers. If I could have looked at myself, I would have seen a second trendy dresser and a fourth long face, more sophisticated than Christie's or Marianne's, but not nearly as beautiful as Claudia's.